station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, February 6th.
When we're back.
We're starting off February just today, man.
I know.
Back after a couple of weeks, man. It seems like forever.
It does. How was your trip?
My trip was great, actually. I didn't go sightseeing that much. No, I went to be with my parents, mm-hmm. my family and stuff. So that was a lot of fun. You know, I felt like a little kid again.
Aww.
My mom's making me my favorite food and
that's
everything.
That's so cute.
I know. And, you know, they're getting older and stuff. So right. They are cute, but they're more frail now. And
you
feel you want to take care of them and that, you know. So that was the essence of my trip, really. So nothing really exciting to talk about. But I felt great. I got sick on the plane after having flown, you know. So I had like this flu. My body was aching and shit.
Whoa.
And what a way to start it, you know. So and then on the way back, you know, I mean, this is like a 15-hour flight straight. Mm-hmm. And on the flight back, I was like right in the middle, you know, with people around me and mm-hmm. shit. Everybody coughing, sneezing, blowing their noses, farting and shit. And I'm just going, I can't deal with this, you know.
I can't do 15-hour flights. I have to have a break in the middle. I have to stop in London or something.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, but it's also like you just want to get home, you know. Mm-hmm. So, so you take a flight like this. But for the most part, I can sleep, you know, and spend most of the flight sleeping. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you sit in the middle and you're dying to go to the bathroom, but you don't want to wake up the people next to you, and you're just stuck there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that was a mess. But other than that, you know, it was fine. My eyes swollen a little bit. I don't know from what. But, you know, all kinds of shit. Just think about it. You sit in that cabin and you're full of germs, you know?
Yep.
Everything is just full of it.
Oh, I know.
So so thankfully I'm good and I'm back and we're doing great. So we're going to be on this week and then we're taking another week off for Brigetta to take care of some business. but we've got so many guests coming up. It's amazing.
I know. It's so many. You know? I just keep telling them, well, we're booked till March. So.
I know.
Oh, well, get in line.
I know. Everybody wants to be on the show now. So I don't know what that is. Yeah, but it's cool, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
And you blocked out all the schedules so there's no porn stars for a while, so I'm sure you're relieved about
that.
Oh,
sweet. Good stuff. Well, you know what? We had our thing about
that.
Yeah,
exactly.
They don't show up anyway.
Exactly.
So that's because people who want to be here first.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we'll deal with them later.
Yeah, so yeah.
Did they ever respond to you?
No.
Wow.
They never did. I mean, they were willing to break off the ties rather than respond and explain why they
weren't
here.
That's just ridiculous.
I know.
Whatever.
So how you doing? I mean, you've been... You won the Super Bowl.
We won the Super Bowl. That was incredible.
It's like incredible. You know, out of all the teams, you know, your team won. I mean, that's pretty good.
What did I say?
I said
we're going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
In the very beginning. And I said my dream game will be Harbaugh versus Harbaugh, brother versus brother, which it was.
Uh-huh.
So maybe you guys should listen to me more often.
I guess. You knew what you were talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I missed the game. I had to watch it after because it was like...
Yeah.
It was the middle of the night there. And you know what? I wasn't that crazy about watching the game, but I heard it was a great game.
It was an amazing game. It was really good. I'm so excited, obviously, for the turnout of it, but all in all, it was a great game.
Yeah, definitely. So you enjoyed it and stuff?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did you go crazy and everything?
yeah, let's just say I had a little Super Bowl party, and when we won, I decided to jump the chips upside down on everybody in the room.
Wow.
And then I ran outside and streaked the neighborhood.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. There's video somewhere.
Brigetta,
no, I'm kidding. I don't know.
Streaked the neighborhood.
It was funny.
That takes a lot of balls to do.
It wasn't completely naked. It was, you know, but yeah. It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of pumpkin throwing.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you had your fill of booze.
It was definitely entertaining. Let's just say that. Yeah, there's a lot that has gone on since then. So I went away to Chicago, and I had a lot of fun in Chicago. Saw some good friends there, and I was on the Mancow show.
Oh, okay. So what was that like?
Yeah, it was cool. You know, yeah. I really like Mancow. He's a sweetheart. We've become good friends.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I really like him a lot. He's awesome. I went there with Gail, mm-hmm. Gail Thackray, psychic medium. So we had a blast doing the show. I was a little nervous at first, you know, because Mancow can be a little... you never know what's going to happen.
Really?
But so we did his TV show and the radio show, mm-hmm. and I talked about this, and mm-hmm. It was good. It was a lot of fun, and he's actually going to come to our John of God event.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wow. Yeah, he's really into that. So.
Is he like a Stern impersonator or what? Or is he original?
I mean, he's similar to Stern, but he's mm-hmm. different. Yeah. He's... You know, I like him a lot because I agree with a lot of views that he has to say a lot. I it's just funny. It's funny, even funnier because Ted Nugent's one of his good friends. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was on the Ted Nugent show and he's president or was president of the NRA. And so we went and we talked about gun control and we talked about all kinds of like interesting stuff. So it was pretty cool. Like we agreed a lot of the same stuff. He hates Obama. It was perfect. So
wow.
It was fun. It was good times and had good times there.
Yeah. So what did you guys talk about? I mean, was it like about John of God and things like that? It was more like a spiritual thing?
No, it was a lot of different kinds of things. Oh, no, you have to listen to his show. It's like he doesn't let it go straight and narrow for too long and it becomes funny again. So like it was all over the place. But it was cool. And there were some other, I forget, they're from American Pickers were there too mm-hmm. as guests. So that was fun. It was cool meeting them and, you know, went out, saw all my good friends.
Oh, you have friends in Chicago?
Oh, yeah, a lot of friends. Really? I almost moved there a while back, but a lot of good friends there.
Really?
So, good times.
Did you ever live there at all?
No, I used to go there all the time.
Oh.
I just have a lot of friends from North Carolina moved there, and it's just, I don't know, there's just a plethora of people that I know that live there. It's a beautiful city. And I used to travel there a lot for work with Extends. I did a lot of things over there. Mm-hmm. It's actually, believe it or not, a lot of infomercials mm-hmm. are filmed over in Chicago some reason. Yeah, and I've done a lot of different types of infomercials, not just for Extends, that was always here, but like shows for them, infomercials for other people were all in Chicago. So I used to get flown into Chicago and I would go see my friends. That was perfect.
Wow.
But yeah, so that was fun. And
I've never been to Chicago. You know, I heard it's pretty nice there.
Yeah.
You know, I want to check it out for sure.
So, interesting turn of events. I'm not going to go into too many details, but let's just say that I came back home to an empty house where everybody moved out on me.
What?
Yes. So.
And that's three roommates?
Well, the third person moved out because she got scared of the other people. So, it was very interesting. So,
Brigetta, what the hell?
I know. You know what, though? It's all for the good.
There's no warning or anything?
No. Wow. So, that was interesting. I'm not speaking to anyone, obviously. And there's a little more I'll tell you later. But, so, gone. But I got three new... I was freaking out, completely freaking out.
Sure, shit. You're stuck with the house now.
Right. Yeah. Right. And I get back, and I went to San Diego... Mm-hmm. And I came back, and the funny thing is they were talking to me. Like, they didn't tell me what's going on. They were just asking, like, where certain things were. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was interesting, and I come back to a completely empty house, and I'm like, wow, you motherfuckers. Yeah. Like, I can't even believe that you just did that to me. But it's okay, because in a matter of 3 days, I found three new awesome roommates.
Really?
I'm really excited about.
Well, you're very fortunate. I mean, that's fast.
Yeah, but I worked my ass off on doing it. I was kind of freaking out. Like, what should I do? Should I just move? Because, you know, I thought about moving, and I've been thinking about it. But And I've told you I thought about going to the beach and stuff. But I wasn't prepared. Like, I'm not ready to do that right now.
Yeah,
you know, I wasn't even thinking.
You don't want to do it under those circumstances.
No.
You want to be able to choose when and
exactly.
how.
Exactly.
And
find a good place and, like, just, you know, just do all that. So, that was really shocking and interesting. But three new roommates. It's funny. They're all in the film industry.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of egos, huh?
No, I was very particular. I interviewed a ton of roommates. And One, oh my God, the first guy that came in, he was like a tweaker, completely tweaker. And I'm like, this is not happening. I'm like, this better not be, you know, what I'm getting to come in here. Oh my God, film me right now.
Whoa.
But no, I got better after that and it was good. And I made sure I interviewed everyone and I felt comfortable and everyone there I feel really good about.
Yeah. They're all good about partying and all that
stuff.
Yeah,
and they're all really spiritual too, and they're all professional in their own way, but they're chill. Like, they drink and they, you know. Mm-hmm. One is from Australia. He's a film editor. He's worked on some major stuff. Mm-hmm. Another guy actually manages artists. And then this girl actually is a manager for... Okay, you want to laugh? So do you know who Chaka Khan is?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know who that was.
Really?
So, no, I didn't. So she was like, yeah, I'm a manager for Chaka Khan. Uh-huh. And I thought that was a restaurant.
Like a Mongolian barbecue or something.
I thought it was an Asian restaurant.
Yeah.
Like Chaka Khan, yeah. You know, like a restaurant. I don't know. It sounded like an Asian restaurant name. Yeah. I wasn't sure. So I was like, oh, cool. And she told me she was in a band. So I was like, oh, and she works at a restaurant, you know, during the day. Uh-huh. Like, that's cool. Then I realized... That's not what it was. And she's actually Chaka Khan's tour manager.
Wow.
Like, and then it's a person. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I get it. I'm
That's
such an...
funny,
oh,
man.
My God. It was really funny. We were laughing about it. I'm like, how embarrassing. And so, like...
That's funny, man.
I know. My boyfriend was like, are you serious? You do not know who this is. I'm like, no, I didn't. And so we looked it up and I was like, oh, that. Yeah, I know those songs. I don't know. I was
Everybody
like,
knows that Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan.
I've never heard of that. Well, he showed me that one and I was like, I never heard of that. But I knew like the other ones.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was like two. Actually, that song came out in 78 when I was born. So how the hell would I know?
That's a long time ago.
I don't know.
Ago.
But it was pretty funny.
That's
realization.
Funny,
yeah.
So good. So you got a whole new crew going on there.
Yeah, I feel good. It's like a whole new little production company.
Awesome. So it turned out for the best, probably.
It did. It turned out for the best. And I'm glad. I feel better about it. The people were negative before. They drove me insane, you know. And I'm glad I don't have any more dogs. Like,
oh, really?
All of them are gone except for mine. And I'm like, thank God. Like, it was just too many dogs.
Too many dogs in
there
the house.
There were six dogs in the house.
Wow.
You kidding?
More than people.
Yeah. So they're gone. I'm like, thank God. And it's quiet now. It's actually really quiet.
And you like it like that?
I do.
Really?
You know, my furniture doesn't get ruined.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about some freaking disgusting dog pissing all over or their hair. Their dog hair was disgusting. My dogs don't have dog hair.
They don't shed or anything?
No.
Wow.
So it's like, and what is rude is that I had to clean, I'm the only one to clean the house.
Mm.
So if I disappear for a minute, it's like the house is disgusting within 3 days because there's hair everywhere. And the one guy was smelly. He never really bathed.
Wow.
You know, I mean, his room was disgusting. The stench was horrendous. To get it out was
really?
Even more disgusting.
Wow.
His dog shed, he never cleaned it, never groomed it. It was just gross. It was just gross. So I'm really glad that that's gone out of my life.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Well, congratulations.
Good
so
riddance.
That's a new phase in your life now.
So I changed all the locks. We're good. Yeah. I will say the house was scary to be in by yourself.
Yeah, huh?
You know, I will say that through all this, I do realize who my true friends are from that experience. So there's a few people that are cut out.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, that's the thing. And sometimes, you know, you got to remember your roommates are not necessarily your friends, you know. It's like, first of all, they're people that you live with, you
know. Right.
Sometimes they can become friends, too. But at the same time, you know, their interest is in, like, you know, doing what's good for them.
No, absolutely. But one of them I have known for years.
Right.
So that was really
that was
disheartening.
Painful. Yeah.
And then someone else who didn't live in the house, he was just involved. Actually, there are a few people that didn't live in the house that were involved, a few of them.
Really?
And I'm not speaking to any of them.
Really?
So, yeah.
So was that like a unanimous decision on their part? They all decided they're going to move at the same time? Or?
I suppose so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wow. The screw Brigetta, huh? Wow.
Yeah, basically.
Wow.
Fine, because you didn't screw me, actually. I wound up winning in the end.
That's
so
true.
It always comes out on top.
Whatever that means,
I don't
right?
know. I don't know.
So what was the deal with the power outage in the Super Bowl? I didn't even know about that until the other day.
For 35 minutes, I believe it went
35
out.
35 minutes?
Yeah.
During the game,
yeah.
Right?
It was like 33 to 35 minutes. Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Random. Wow. I don't know what. Like some breaker went out.
Yeah, I guess they were saying, yeah, that there was like, yeah, I guess the infrastructure wasn't prepared to handle all that. So that's what happened.
But handle all what? I mean, they have games there all the time.
Yeah.
So I don't understand. It's the same amount of people that were there, because the stadium only fits so many people. So it's like at capacity, like it normally would have been for any other game.
Right.
You know, just like back when they were cleaning up New Orleans, and then they moved and they got back to the stadium. Those games were packed.
Right.
So that's bullshit. So I don't understand what that all was. But
But the game was good, right?
It was a great game, and it was so great because, you know, to have Ray Lewis end his career with that is you know, another Super Bowl ring is incredible. He started his career with our team 17 years ago.
Mm.
We won Super Bowl, and now he's ending his career on, you know, that note. So he's been with us for 17 years. How crazy is that?
So this was the second time the Ravens won the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So, and it's funny because I pulled out a shirt that I didn't even realize I had.
Uh-huh.
That was from when I was 17.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I was like, that's hilarious.
You still have it.
Right? I have, wow. Yeah. So I had, it's from when Ravens AFC champs, when we won the AFC 17 years ago.
Yeah.
When I was 17. And it still fits.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're proud of that.
Right? I was. I was like, yeah, it still fits. What is that? Yeah. Anyway, so I was pretty stoked. And yes, it's a small, so don't even, those out there that are like, oh, whatever, it's probably large. It's a small, mother truckers. And I was in high school when I wore it, and I can still wear it. So that was awesome. And yeah, I had people texting me and tweeting me and from all over. And it was great. I even video chatted with my little nephew. I had given him a Flacco jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was wearing it, and he was so cute. He's running around like, look at this and look at that. It was so cute.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Well, this is cool. You know, I one thing I got out of this vacation is I got to eat a lot of good food, you know. And, you know, there's a lot of like, Have you ever had like falafel and shawarma, things like that?
I love falafel because they're gluten-free.
Yeah.
And when I think those are amazing, but I haven't eaten them in so long because it's hard to find a vegetarian one, but they do have them. But I used to, when I was in Australia, I don't know what it is. Australia, I guess they
have
a lot of, a lot of Jewish people there.
Probably.
So
yeah,
like there are falafels on every corner, and there are like stores and stands and everything. And I was falafeled out for a while because we ate it like every day for like 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm over falafels.
I know.
Those are good.
I had a lot of them.
Yeah.
And you know what though? You know, the nice thing is that, you know, when you go to Europe or the Middle East and stuff like Israel, there's a lot of emphasis on like fresh food and stuff. So if you go to a place like Starbucks, you know how here you go and everything is like frozen and plastic and shit. Over there, it's like they heat it up for you. It's all fresh out of the oven, you know? So you have like a croissant or something.
It's fresh out of the oven, yet it comes in the freezer. And it's stored in the freezer until they take it out for you.
No, not there. I'm telling you. It's like...
They don't make them fresh on the spot.
They do. I'm telling you.
No.
Either that or they... No, or they get... You know, you have like a driver stopping by every morning and bringing in fresh stuff. It's not frozen. I mean, you can tell that it's fresh. You know, it melts in your mouth.
But I want to say, like with Starbucks, they get it all from the same distributor. It has to be in order to stay the same. Because
Starbucks is different.
Every store stay the same. So it comes from a distributor, which is stored in a freezer in the back.
Right.
Then they take it. Then
that's Starbucks, yeah.
Right.
But I'm talking about over there, it's different. You know, it's never frozen. So you can go in, have a great breakfast or something, and know that your croissant or your bagel is freaking fresh. You know?
Yes. Sorry, I just had
What?
Okay, so.
Hold on a second. We have a phone call.
Oh, we have our caller.
I don't know if that is it or a listener. Let's see who that is. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back.
Hey, how are you?
Is this Jesse?
Yep, you know it. What's up?
Yeah, how's it going, Jesse?
Not too bad. I just had a call and welcome you guys back. I missed you guys after the last 2 weeks that you guys were gone.
Yeah.
Aw.
I know, it was noticeable, huh? I mean, 2 weeks is a long
time. That's a long time.
Yeah.
It was. I was like, because I always start my morning off listening to you guys, and it was definitely... wasn't the same, you know, when you guys weren't there with live shows, so,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
I definitely always miss you when you guys aren't there.
That's true, yeah. Now, Jesse, you're totally, like, obsessed with all these pretty women and stuff that you post on Facebook.
Obsessed? It's just but, he's a guy. He's a guy.
No, but he's got a certain type of women that he puts up there, like really muscular, right? You like muscular women?
No, I like some of them are like,
friends.
What would you call them? Athletic chicks or like those fitness bikini models or whatever?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Some of those are too much, though, don't you think? Like, do you think they roid? I wonder if they roid.
No, because these aren't the bodybuilder ones.
Oh, okay.
These are ones that compete in like, bikinis. I mean, bikini category or whatever they call it.
Okay.
It's not the bodybuilder chicks, you know, the ones that are like, oh, you know, they're like...
Yeah,
oh,
no, they're not like bulging muscles.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, that's how I was. That's how I need... I'm on the way. Okay, I started working out yesterday.
Really?
Maybe the day before.
So are you looking to be pretty muscular?
No.
No.
Just, but I am known for my abs.
Mm.
I'm known for kick-ass abs. I need to find them.
Oh yeah, yes. I saw your pictures of you and when you were in that bikini show, and you look really good.
Thank you. Wait, would I qualify to be on your page then?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay.
He loves you. You
can't. Or are they?
I don't think I can share your photo though because we're not friends on Facebook.
We aren't.
No, I sent you a friend request, but you never added me.
You have to message me. I can't because there's so many friend requests. I ignore them.
Okay.
Yeah. No. I don't know unless all someone right. actually messages.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she'll make you a friend. Don't worry about it.
Of course.
Yeah, you're a dedicated listener, man.
Yeah, and then I just had to call in to congratulate Brigitte on her Ravens.
Woo!
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Jesse was waiting to congratulate you on
okay,
that.
Okay, I just saw a video that is a very dangerous video of me from that night.
Really? Streaky?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, there is a little more to it than that, but I'm not going to say it on air.
Yeah,
but it was
so you're
pretty
not going to publish it on
no, I
Facebook
said not to.
Anything.
It's not a good idea. It's funny. I mean, normally I wouldn't care, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you've got a reputation to
uphold. Be, exactly. It was actually really funny. It's really funny. I might consider putting it up. I might.
Yeah.
Who taped it?
Carlos, actually, yeah.
Oh, really,
one of my friends did, yeah.
Wow, that's funny.
He came and he brought a projector because I had a projection screen, which was awesome. So we had the regular TV, and then I put up a sheet on the wall, and we had a huge projection for the game. So it was,
oh,
like,
really?
The entire wall was
wow.
the game. It was awesome. Yeah,
yeah.
I was so excited.
Yeah. Were there a lot of people and stuff?
There wasn't as many as like my normal Brigitte party, but there was like, you know, I'd say 20.
Okay.
About.
Yeah.
So
that's
it was
cool.
decent size.
Yeah.
It's
a decent size.
20, 25, party. Something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you
hey,
go
Brigitte,
to?
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Sam.
Did you go to a party, a football party, Super Bowl party?
I actually didn't get to see until the second half because I actually had to go somewhere,
mm-hmm.
so I wasn't. I didn't get back
Ooh.
Home until after the second half started.
That's a bad move.
Okay. Yeah, I missed the whole first half, and then when I came, it was after halftime, and I saw it as soon as the guy from the Ravens ran it back for a touchdown from the kickoff to start the third quarter, and I was like, this game is a blowout. And then all of a sudden, that power outage happened. And then the 49ers came all the way back.
I couldn't believe it. It was a complete blowout. And then after I wondered that power outage. See, you know, it was one of their fans.
Yeah.
It's okay.
That's what everybody's talking about. They're still trying to find out what happened. You know, how that power outage happened. Some people were trying to say, oh, maybe it was Beyonce's Super Bowl halftime show. But then, no, they said it wasn't because she had her own generator or something.
Who knows?
Yeah. Who knows? But, you know, I mean, there's a lot of media there, so maybe they
Although,
just
you know what?
Sucked
she needed her. She needed her own generator because, I mean, damn, remember she was lip syncing, so she needed, like, to have the whole backup time this time.
Did you like the halftime show, Brigitte? Did you think it was pretty good?
I mean, it was good. I don't know. I'm annoyed with her because I feel like, because of the fact that she got caught lip syncing,
mm-hmm.
it irritated me that she got to do Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, kind of like, what makes you queen to do it?
Yeah.
Even though I like Destiny's Child and I like, you know, I like her music, I felt like she was lip syncing again because when the camera zoomed in, I was like, I think it's off.
Yeah.
And then she had to like speak afterwards. And I'm like, oh, that's because she wanted everyone to know that she wasn't lip syncing, though I think she was.
Yeah. But you know what? When they dance and stuff, it's hard to sing at the same time, too, don't you think?
Yeah.
You know, it's so sometimes I understand that. I don't think lip syncing is a big deal anymore because everybody does it, you know.
Everybody does it, right, exactly.
Yeah, you know, and I think sometimes we go for the performance, not necessarily the singing, you know. So, whatever, you know.
Did you watch the game at all, Sam? Or you,
no,
you
man. I was just saying I was sleeping at the time.
You were on
man.
The
it, was two,
oh, okay.
It was 2 o'clock in the morning, you know. And,
oh, wow.
And, you know, I mean, if I had someone to watch it with in the middle of the night, I would have. But yeah. No, you know,
right.
I mean, my parents don't watch the Super Bowl.
They're like, and, I'm not into that.
Yeah, so I pretty much did what they did. I got up when they did. I ate when they did. I slept when they did. And it was like, I've never slept so much in my life.
Right.
That reminds me of that Seinfeld episode when Jerry went back to Florida to visit his parents. Uh-huh. And they were like going to bed at like 8 o'clock. And they were like, well, he was like, well, what am I going to do? It's 8 o'clock. And they're like, well. And then they were going to dinner like at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. He's like, I'm not going to go eat dinner at 4 o'clock.
That's exactly what happened, man.
Yeah.
People get older. They get their routine down, you know, and you just have to follow. But, Jesse, thanks so much for calling, man. And we appreciate you listening and everything. So,
all right, guys. You guys are back. Have a great show.
Thanks, man. Stay in touch.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Cool.
Yeah. I was going to say, the kiss with Bara Raffaele and what's his name, that ugly guy, the commercial. You haven't heard anything about this?
No.
The GoDaddy commercial?
No.
You must be the only one. They made such a big deal out of it here and back in Israel. You know, you know, she's the model, like she was like on Sports Illustrated and that. Bara Raffaele, you haven't heard of her?
I mean, I know who she is.
She was dating Leonardo DiCaprio for a while. And
yeah, but what about her?
Anyway, they did a GoDaddy commercial, and she, like, French kisses this ugly guy. What's his name? Like, James Hyman or something?
Yeah. I don't know.
I can't believe that you haven't watched this.
No, I have no idea.
And everybody's, like, going, how could she do this? I mean, he's, like, the biggest nerd. The ugliest guy you've ever seen, and she kisses him on the lips. So this was like the biggest deal of the game, I think.
I don't remember. Clearly, I wasn't paying attention during that part. It must have been a drink refill.
You must have. But they hyped the shit out of it. Anyway, hold on a second. There's another phone
Might
call.
Be our guest.
I don't think so. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Greg? Hello?
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Our guest isn't calling,
I
guess.
I can't hear any. No, I guess we're not getting a guest here, huh?
Huh.
This is Greg Rempe. He's going to call back in a few minutes. And, So that commercial, and, you know, in Israel, since she's an Israeli model and beautiful, people made such a big deal about it. It was funny. Hold on a second. Here he is again. Greg? Greg Rempe, how you doing?
What's up, man?
Hey, this is Greg Rempe, everybody. He does Barbecue Central.
Oh,
he's called before.
Hi.
And Greg does all our announcements, you know, in the beginning of the show and everything. That's Greg for you. So Greg is also celebrating 5 years that we're celebrating with the station this week, by the way.
Congratulations.
So how you
Thank
doing,
you.
Greg?
I'm doing very well. I just wanted to lobby a quick phone call and obviously wish you all the very best on the 5th year anniversary. And, you know, to think that 5 years ago I found a listing on Craigslist in L.A., no less.
Yeah.
Looking for, you know, internet hosts, and you were starting a radio station, an internet radio station.
Yeah, Greg is in Cleveland, by the way.
I'm pitching you a talk show about barbecue, and I knew that there was, like, this kind of hesitation in his voice, but he's like, you know what, forget about it, let's take a risk and see what happens.
Yeah, exactly. And 5 years later you're still talking about barbecue, man, which is amazing. And you've branded yourself, your show is very popular, and you're just funny, you know. I mean, you've given it's not a boring barbecue show. That's what it's all about, you know. You've got all these effects and funny things and great interviews, and yeah, so, you know, I mean, the first week, Brigetta, when we started, we had like 7 shows or something.
Yeah.
And so Greg was one of them, and it was just like a great feeling. You know, every show that we had on there that day, that week, was like, that's what started the station, you know. So so this is cool, and Greg is celebrating 5 years as well. And very excited for you, Greg.
Well, I appreciate the kind words, and you know, to grow the way we have. And, you know, I know it's still just, you know, 1 hour with us, because obviously another person from the beginning, Lord Nickerson with Broad Topics, is, you know, at the 10 o'clock hour.
Right.
You know, but my show has grown to 2 hours, and It's also just recently on the video side, just recently got put up on Roku, which is, you know, Internet Protocol Television.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's very exciting. But, you know, this is where it all started. And, you know, I wanted to kind of break away from podcasting because everybody was starting to do it. And I thought, what could be a better way than to actually just try and do a live show? And
yeah,
luckily the technology was there and we were able to kind of hook up and do this internet syndication type thing behind the scenes before anybody else was doing it. And now everybody's trying to copy us.
Yeah, there you go. And there's so many, you know, it's like funny because every day I find someone new popping up with a new internet station. And nobody seems to make it, you know. It's like, because nobody has an original fucking idea, you know. They all are trying to copy and, oh, if Sam can do it, I can do it. But somehow it doesn't work out for them and they all sort of go by the wayside.
But it's stupid. It's like, why have it in the same market? It should be a different city,
yeah,
or
but
state.
It's just because people want to be in radio, you know? So it's like, yeah, I'm going to start my own station.
Like in the same area?
I can do it. Yeah, it's not even in the same. It doesn't really matter. I mean, we're all on the internet.
Right.
But it's like, you know, people don't care about what they put on the air. You know, we've got quality shows.
Right.
We've got about 80 shows, you know.
Right.
So there's something for everybody to
yeah.
listen to. But the bottom line is, you know, people had to believe in me. And Greg was one of them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the great thing, you know. So
awesome.
It made it all possible. And Greg still does all the bumpers and intros for us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing. Become like the voice of the station.
And Sam, I gotta say, kind of switching gears here in a terrible segue, I have to eat a little crow because I thought for sure Brigetta was gonna be in that co-host seat for about 6 minutes and then she was gonna be out like the rest of them.
Hey!
And she has brought, no offense, I'm just going off of past performance, which obviously is not indicative of future results. So
that's because you've had so many.
I mean, you bring such an energy and a unique perspective to the show that, you know, once you eventually do leave, I'm going to be very sad to see you go.
Wow.
Aww.
That's cool, Greg.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you see, because sometimes it would be like I'd have a co-host and then, you know, 3 months later it didn't work out. And he's like, you're kidding me, man. I got to do new intros again.
Oh.
You know? So that was funny. But yeah, Brigetta, yeah, has worked out very well, you know. And I agree. She's added a lot to the show and the show is better than ever. You know, so.
Why, thank you kindly.
not to perv out, but, you know, she's pretty fucking hot.
Yeah, she is. You are perving out.
It's all good. Make me some barbecue. Fish.
Yeah.
No, cool. So, all right. Well, I'll let you guys get back to it. I'm sure you got other calls coming in. But again, congratulations. And I look forward to another 5 years, Sammy.
Sounds Aww. Good, Greg. And everybody check it out. Let's see. It's Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific. For Barbecue
Correct.
Central on Channel 1, so check it out. And, Greg, thanks again for everything. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right, take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, you know, I made this totally random.
Yeah.
I made this coffee this morning.
Uh-huh.
Because so it's kind of been cool not having anyone there because I also, you know, have a ton of stuff, like, in the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
So I started dumping because nothing in the freezer is mine. I don't freeze anything.
Really?
Except for coffee, you keep in the freezer because it lasts longer.
Mm-hmm.
So that and my cacao. Anyway, so I found this coffee in there. I was cleaning out the freezer and threw everything away. And first, I didn't throw everything. I'm actually going to give bags to the women's shelter because there's so much meat in there that none of us will eat it.
Yeah.
Like, the new roommates are also vegetarian.
Really?
Yeah.
All of them?
Pretty much. The one eats chicken,
uh-huh.
so and we're all gluten-free pretty much.
Wow.
So I know, and it was like, that's rad.
You sure did some filtering out there.
I know, I did major filtering out. I got some good peeps in. So anyway, I was like, well, I'm not going to waste this food because there's some good food, and like, that's just wrong.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give it to the women's shelter. But anyway, so I was like going through it, and I found my coffee, and I'm like, I was wondering where all this coffee was because it was hiding in the back. So I made coffee this morning,
uh-huh.
and then when we were in New Mexico, I got this like chocolate chai tea. So I mixed it with, so it was chocolate. I mean, that has like literally part of it spilled on the counter. And I was like, I wonder if this is like bad chocolate or good chocolate. So I like put it in my mouth.
Uh-huh.
I was just wondering. And it was good. It was like sweet chocolate. And I'm like, this is going to be so good in the coffee. So I poured it all in together and mixed it up and made my own chocolate chai coffee. It was amazing.
Wow. Really?
Like, yes.
So
but
it turned out good.
It turned out amazing. But I'm laughing right now because, So I have my cup with me right here, my to-go little cup, and I bought this new lavender wash that you like clean all the dishes with.
Uh-huh.
And clearly the lid was washed with lavender wash and wasn't fully rinsed out. So every time I take a sip through the top, it's a lavender chocolate coffee taste. So if you saw my face, like a couple of times, because you looked at me like, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Because I was trying to figure out what that was, and I'm like, why is there lavender? Oh, sick. Okay, I get it. So, and I was going to undo it, but you know me, I'm klutzy, so I probably would have spilled all over the damn place. So
yeah.
I'm sucking it up, literally, for you, and dealing with lavender chocolate cacao wash coffee. I don't
know. That sounds pretty nasty.
Yeah, it was pretty freaking gnarly. Anyway.
Yeah. Have you seen any good movies lately at all?
I don't know. No, but you know what I was watching? I was watching, God, what was it called? Once Upon a Time, I think it is. Mm. Or it's some show that was on regular TV that I'm like in love with, about fairy tales.
Oh, really?
And like they're like, it's so cool. I'm like obsessed with it now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I watched that. No, and then I watch, you know, my regular Californication and Showtime HBO stuff. That's
You haven't been to the movies or anything.
No.
Yeah. You see, I hadn't been to the movies in a long time, and then I went with my dad to see Gangster Squad when I was back in Israel. And have you heard of it?
No.
With Ryan Gosling and Josh Brolin and stuff. You haven't heard of it?
No.
And the villain is what's his name? Sean Penn. He's the villain. And man, he plays a great role there. Let me tell you, great performance. Everybody just put on a great performance. It's pretty graphic, some of the violence that goes on there and stuff. But you know, if you've seen L.A. Confidential, it's pretty similar to it. The same sort of like you know, cinema, whatever they call it. Cinema noir or something?
Noir?
Yeah, noir.
Noir. So the Grammys are this weekend.
Yeah? Oh, the Grammys are this weekend?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
On Sunday. A lot of gifting suites this week.
Oh, I'm sure.
Which I may partake in. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
We got the Grammys this week. And then in 2 weeks later, we've got the Oscars.
The Oscars, huh?
So, God, I haven't even thought about any of that, which you need to do soon.
You going to some parties and shit?
Don't I always?
Yeah, I guess you do.
Honestly, I'm all about swag.
Yeah.
I just want the free shit.
Yeah.
So we're having the Wow Brothers here on Friday.
Yeah, those are the gifting geniuses.
They are the gifting geniuses, and I love them, and I can't wait for their gifting suite to come up.
Yeah, so they'll be here on Friday, huh?
Yeah.
Tomorrow we're going to have a matchmaker here.
Oh, that's right. We have Marla coming in. I totally forgot about that. She's an incredible, really well-known matchmaker. And yeah, it'll be really interesting to see what she has to say.
Yeah.
She's going to give us a little lover's update and whatnot.
Sounds
so
good, yeah.
That should
everybody
be really fun.
Needs some of that.
Yeah, they do. That should be really I'm good, but I mean, you all do.
You're good.
But you know what? Most men, it's true, most men do not know how to court women.
Really?
Yes.
So is there like one way to do it?
No, just be creative. But I'm saying like most men are like, they're just freaking assholes. You're wrapped up in your own shit. You know what I mean?
Not quite. Explain it to me.
Okay.
Because, I don't see men, you know, hitting on women and stuff, so I don't know about that. So you tell me.
All right, well, you hit on women. So, like, when you do so, I mean, so you go on dates for so long, you have, like, this good behavior.
Uh-huh.
And it's like this good behavior lasts for so long, and then it wears off, and you're like, who the hell are you? But then it's just like, whatever, you're already roped in. So that's just kind of like how most of the time it is.
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed that?
No.
Oh, well, it's been a long time for you. It's been a long time for you.
It has. Hold on, we have a phone call. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Sam, you beautiful man. How are you doing this morning?
Good.
That was like a pickup line.
It was, huh? who are we speaking with this morning?
Oh, this is Crash Radio. Thaddeus Jackson, man. I was just calling to congratulate you on 5 years, man. I was glad to be a part of the ride.
Yeah.
Just glad to see you guys doing well, man. Guys,
thank you, man.
Sounding great, man. I'm loving it.
Thank you for calling, man. So you listen sometimes?
Oh, man, time to time, whenever I can, you know, down here in Texas. I'm a few hours, you know, ahead of y'all.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But
where in Texas?
Yeah, where in Texas are you? Oh, in Dallas.
BFW.
Wow.
Sweet.
And you used to live here in L.A., and then you moved. What made you move over there?
Well, you know, better opportunity came along. You know, I'm actually about to start calling some games for the North Texas Amateur Football Organization.
Wow, that'd be cool.
Streaming some games on that, you know.
Yeah.
Still working hard at it, you know, trying to stay on the air.
Cool.
Sounds good, man.
Good
for you. Yeah, sounds good. Well, thanks so much for calling, man. It's really a pleasant surprise for sure.
No problem at all, guys. And you guys, you know, have a great day and congratulations again, man.
Aw, that's so sweet.
Thanks. Take care, man.
Bye, man.
Bye. Bye. That was really cool.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, you know, some people from the past are coming up, which is good.
All right, so I just made a conclusion. It's not the lip of this that needs to be cleaned out. I guess I actually had lavender in the actual cup.
And now it is
lavender in my entire drink. But I'm talking lavender soap.
Yeah.
So no, I'm not drinking the coffee anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe because it was so hot before I couldn't taste it. Yeah. So basically, I'm pretty clean right now because I just drank a half a thing of soap.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So going back to the men that are courting women.
Oh, I forgot what I was saying.
No, it's okay because we were talking about the... But you said, you know, that people, that men are like assholes, you know, and the way they behave.
Usually.
Yeah.
Usually in this town.
Wow. So, I mean, how do men usually pick up women here? I mean,
it's always at a bar.
You probably get hit on all the time. What do they say to you? I mean,
you hear all kinds of stuff. I mean, honestly, the worst thing is, okay, I don't get this. This happened like a week or two ago, and I'm kind of like, what is the point of that? And I just gave him a dirty look, like, really?
Yeah.
Really? Okay, whistling. First of all, let's say you're on one corner and I'm on the other corner and I'm walking and I clearly have stuff in my hand. I'm clearly on a mission to go somewhere and you're across and I guess you pass me because I didn't even notice and then you start whistling and then it's like, say something and it's about what I was wearing. So clearly it was about me and I turned around and looked and I was like, what?
Yeah, who fucking whistles?
You know? And I turned around back and I was like, seriously? Did you just call me like a fucking dog? Is that what you just did?
Whoa.
Wow. Yeah, that does not get a response.
Doesn't get very
so
far.
I turned back around and he kept talking, but I kept going the other way because I'm sorry, like I'm not gonna give you. It's like basically if I actually like am nice to you or I say or I wave or I say something or you know even though he made a nice comment afterwards, I'm not giving you positive reinforcement that is okay to speak to someone. No,
yeah.
That is not okay.
Right.
You don't do that. Like, yeah. What are you expecting to get out of it? That I'm
yeah,
like,
I wonder,
running?
I wonder if
like,
it ever works for them, you know? I mean, why
I don't
do
know.
They do it?
I mean, I get, like, if cars drive by, guys are trying to impress their friends, which why? Because, again, yeah. Like, you're a fucking idiot. Like, who? I'm just curious. And if I'm wrong, then please call in and let me know. But I'm just saying, has anyone ever gotten a positive response from a woman by whistling?
Mm.
Anybody?
That's what I'm asking, you know?
Because
I mean, what?
If a woman were to respond to it, it probably was a tranny.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah. So you're saying it's probably usually to impress their friends or something.
That's what I'm thinking. But then again, if like, you were to do that, like, okay, I used to have a friend. I will say I had a guy friend who used to lean out my car and do that. And I smacked him upside the head. No, I'm not kidding. I smacked him upside the head. And he's like, ow, what the fuck? And I go, never again will you ever in my presence, especially in my car, because now you're embarrassing me thinking I'm part of this, lean out the window and whistle at girls. That is disgusting. Like, it's like you're like hogtied. Like you grew up in like, I don't know,
yeah, like
in some ghetto inner
country.
City, some
That's
or
where they
in
do it. You know,
some,
you go to India or something, they probably
I guess
that.
That's how they hog call them.
Mexico,
that
yeah.
That was so wrong. Hog call them. But I'm just saying, like I looked at it and I'm like, you have a respectful job, are a respectful person, know how to dress, know how to act normally, go to nice places, and you're in my car doing that?
Yeah.
No, that shit does not fly. I smacked him across the face.
Yeah.
No, you don't do that, ever, in my car.
Well, maybe Marla will tell us how...
Why?
What the right way is to pick up somebody.
But not only that, it's like, I will say that just in general, like, and most men do not do that. They're just disgusting guys do. But honestly, when you do that, it puts you in a category of like low class.
Yeah.
Like I look at you like you're a rat, basically.
Right. Yeah.
Like, ugh, disgusting.
I know. It's like, what good is going to come out of
that? And I will let you know, when I think, ugh, disgusting, I automatically think AIDS all over you. Just so you know.
Yeah.
So even if you are a well put together guy and for whatever reason you decide to lean out the car and whistle, I'm not just me, other women are thinking, you're a disgusting person for doing that. Mm. Meaning, even if you are well put together and just don't know how to speak properly, we're thinking that you only, that you're gross, like, that's how I think. We're thinking you're gross all around, that you probably don't bathe or shower, that you probably have massive diseases. If I even looked at you, I might catch something.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's so wrong, but, like, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
That all goes through my head in one spot because you just don't know how to act. So, therefore,
yeah.
I think, you know, you're, like, an alien or a monkey.
Yeah.
In a zoo.
Yeah.
Or you're the shit that comes out of their ass in the zoo.
So there's some circumstances where you actually don't want to do this.
Huh?
You know, I mean... I'm totally distracted.
You are. You're reading something.
Yeah.
You're out there. It's okay because I do
mind.
It all the time.
Don't pay
but I'm saying the
I
other thing is a lot. On another note, mm-hmm. guys always behave very well for like in the very beginning of dating someone, and then it changes.
Yeah.
And women
That's
do it.
That's true.
Like,
yeah.
But I think guys
They're
more
not
so.
The same.
Like, and I've none, not now in my aspect now, not now. But I'm saying in other aspects of dating, it's funny because it's usually about a month.
Mm-hmm.
Or so, maybe two, and then it's completely changing.
Yeah, the real person comes out, huh?
And it's like, whoa, it's like Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah, I know,
that
sucks, you know, and that's why it always comes back to bite you in the ass.
Right.
If you're not who you are in the beginning.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
I was going somewhere with this, and I don't know, I got distracted by my lavender coffee.
It's okay. We're like all over the place this
We
morning,
are,
you know?
And it's fine.
I wanted to bring up this thing because I don't get this thing here. A pregnant federal guard accused of... she's like a prison guard.
Uh-huh.
And she's accused of having sex with a New York cop killer. Now, my big question is, what the hell is a female guard doing in a men's prison?
Mm.
Is she supposed to really keep them inside?
Maybe she's a big mama. And clearly she, you know, you never know. She wanted it. Maybe the guy was hot. He's a good talker. Maybe he didn't whistle at her like the rest of them
No,
did.
That's true. But why is she there in the first place? I mean, put her in a fucking women's prison.
I agree.
What's
it should be men guards. But then again, it doesn't matter. Then again, it does. Here's the point. No. It does not matter. It shouldn't matter if you're male or female.
Why?
I
because
will say,
a male
I will
can overpower
why.
Her, no?
Yeah. Not if you have a gun. They have guns. Okay. Here's the thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people in prison turn gay anyway, right?
Yeah.
So it really doesn't matter if it's a male or female guard because you know half of them are gay, so it would have they wouldn't be attracted to her in the first place. They wouldn't whatever.
I don't think they become gay. I think they perform gay acts, but I think once they're out of prison, they probably like back to women
maybe,
again.
Maybe, but
you know?
Whatever the reason.
I don't think that's...
You know, once you stick it in the pooper, you're always gay. You know, you can't just be like I was gay for a moment in time. You know, you stick it in the pooper and you're gay. Like you're just that's it.
Makes sense to me.
Right?
Yeah.
You can't be like, oh, I just had a gay moment. No, that's not an excuse.
Yeah. I had a gay moment.
So my point is, it doesn't matter if it's a female or male guard because it they're going to fuck it anyway, whether it's dudes or whether it's... So maybe it's the fact, and I'm sure many male guards have partake in that. Are you kidding? Mm. Shit goes down that we never know about. She just got caught. That's why it's all over.
That's true.
And they're all
She's
like,
pregnant.
Oh, it's a cop killer. It doesn't matter. Not the point of what he did. It's the fact that, you know.
He's a prisoner.
Right.
Yeah.
And she had sex with a prisoner.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
I never even knew they had female guards for male presidents.
Yeah, but they're making prisoners. A big deal about it just because he's a cop killer. Oh, the fact that she's a guard and is having sex with a cop. Who the fuck cares what he did? He's in jail. What if he was a child rapist?
Right.
But do you think it would be in the news if it were that? No.
You don't
wouldn't.
Think so,
no.
huh?
No, not really.
Mm.
You're making a big deal just because he was a cop killer. Which I'm not saying go and kill. I'm just saying it's a government thing. They're making
I know.
A big deal because it's government. And like,
yeah,
she's...
well, I'm looking at it totally differently. I'm just saying, what the hell is she doing there in the first place?
Yeah, you know? It don't matter.
Yeah, it
because,
doesn't really matter.
You know, again, they stick it in poopers. So it doesn't matter. She's got a gun. Who cares?
Yeah.
In that aspect. They're not like they're doing anything major.
Yeah.
They're just guards that are like opening the doors to let them go, you know, to the commissary or whatever they do. In the common room.
Yeah.
I don't know. Depends
don't
on
know,
how...
Yeah.
And what kind of prison is it? Is it like a high prison where they're in the
like
cells all the time? Because if it's high security and they're locked in their cells for 24 hours or whatever it is anyway, it doesn't matter if she's female, right?
No,
because
I
it's not like they're ever having contact.
Yeah.
They're just checking the gates, making sure they're locked.
Yeah.
Handing them their food.
What woman
their meds.
Would want to do that anyway?
Who gives a shit? Yeah. Maybe she's tranny. I don't know. Who cares? There are people out there that want to do these things. I would never do it. Yeah. I wouldn't want to be around filth and smelliness and disgusting energies everywhere.
I know. Who wants to work in prison?
Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah.
You know, and she probably had a power trip. Maybe, you know what? Okay, let's go psychological here. Let's get into her brain, which she's not here. But let me just, you know, speculate. I bet you when she was younger, she had a very controlling father or someone in her life that used to control the shit out of her. It was probably bad
that
news.
That makes sense.
So she grew up to be a guard to grow in her own power, to be like, and that's why she became, you know, this woman became stepped into a male type of job to control and have power over these people, even though it's not that much of a power thing, but it's her own inner power struggle. And then this guy who's this, you know, cop killer or whatever the hell, who gives a shit, whatever he did.
Right.
You know, he's in jail and he's given her the, you know, oh, I think you're whatever. They're flirting. And come to find out they wind up doing it because she gives into it because it was from her inner childhood.
Yeah. There you go.
That's
now
probably
you analyze
what
the shit out
really
of her.
Happened. Moving on.
Yeah. Well, we are out of time. I just wanted to bring up the fact that I always tell people, don't fucking go to Mexico for vacation, you know?
What happened
to me,
now?
It's a third world country. 6 Spanish tourists were raped by a group of hoodlums that walked in into their bungalow and fucking raped them all.
Where?
In Acapulco.
Oh, my God. Was it like a nice, what kind of place?
I don't know. I don't know, but the thing is that it must have been a nice place. You know, I mean, these people are all the way from Spain. They're coming to visit. And, you know, so the thing is that, I don't want to go to places where there's so much fucking crime, you know, and where people don't value anybody's life. And, you know, so just because it's next door to us, it doesn't make it like a great place to go. And I always tell people that, you know, it's like, yeah, you know what, Cabo? Fuck Cabo. I'll go somewhere else. I'll go to Hawaii, you know? And because it's just like they have all this shit there. And, you know, it's...
But, I mean, it's the hotel, in a way. It's a hotel's fault because they're supposed to have high security around it. That's, you know...
I don't know about that because you go on vacation. You don't want high security. You want to have a safe place to...
I want high security. No, I'm sorry. If I'm going to Mexico, I'm staying at the Ritz.
That's what I'm saying, you know?
Or I'm staying at, like... some place that's like, you know, very well-known chain that has, you know, you have gates to get in and it's guarded. Because, and here's the thing, because they have a very large property. They have everything you want, could possibly want. It's all-inclusive, most of them.
Right.
And why would I leave the property when I know it's shithole out there? I'm not going to leave the property.
Yeah, but that's why I wouldn't go there in the first place.
But the thing is this case, they got raped in their own property. So therefore, there wasn't high security. So it probably wasn't. I'm just curious what place it was.
No, I know. They're saying it's a resort place, you know, a beach bungalow. That's where they were, you know. But
yeah, but beach bungalows, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess they could have walked along the beach and gotten up that way.
Can you imagine? I mean, you're a fucking tourist and shit. These hooded gunmen are walking in into your bungalow and raping everybody. Fuck, man. Jeez.
That's great. Did they catch them? Yeah. It really doesn't matter. Anyway,
they're saying that arrests are impending now, so we'll see what's going on. But at any rate, we are out of time. There's so much more to talk about, but we'll be back tomorrow with more. And so stay tuned. And Brigetta, have a great day.
Thank you.
And we'll see everybody tomorrow.
All righty.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.